بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. When we look at the case of Muslims in America, we have to search for similarities between Muslims now and Muslims of the past. When we look at the case of Muslims in America, we need to find the roots of such a minority in Islamic history. And as a traditional speaker, respecting what the previous speaker said, I usually have a verse or a hadith being the cornerstone of any of my talks. I picked up one of the verses of Al-Quran Al-Kareem to make it, inshallah, the core of this talk. And this is in Surah An-Nur, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. Some of the meanings suggest Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession, that is to say, to the recent rulers in the land on earth, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion which He had chosen for them, that is to say, Islam. And He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided they worship Me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not associate anything with Me. But whoever disbelieved after this, they are the rebellious and disobedient ones. Now, in order to understand this verse, we need to look at the context of this verse, and this is very vital to the understanding of any of the verses in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, what has preceded and what comes after. This verse was revealed in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, soon after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the very early months. The case is very interesting. We have immigrants carrying the message of Islam led by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have natives of the same city who had already embraced Islam, joining forces together, yet still they are a minority in the society. They were in a state of fear, going out, carrying their weapons, carrying their arms. They were in fear of their enemies in the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. The verses before this verse suggest, talk about a conversation between the hypocrites, the disbelievers, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they emphasize the idea of obedience, principle of obedience, atta'ah. There was something that happened, took place. One of the Muslims had a dispute with a non-Muslim, with a Jew. They went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam
The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam judged between them, and the right was against the Muslim. He had wronged the Jew. The Muslim wasn't satisfied with that. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, as you all know, was always the force that supports Islam whenever Islam needed support. So he killed the man. He knew the hukum, the ruling that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have. And then the following verses were revealed. The verses suggest or say that they claimed that they believe and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. They say, we have believed in Allah and in the Messenger of Allah, and we obey. Then a party of them turn away thereafter and are not, such are not believers. Such are not believers. And when they are called to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, a party of them refuses and turns away. وَإِن يَكُمْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. But if the truth is on their side, they come to Him willingly and with submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing to us later the cause for that, the illness in the heart, hypocrisy. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمْ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Is there a disease in their hearts, or do they doubt or fear lest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger should wrong them in judgment? Nay, it is they themselves who are the wrongdoers. Now, confining the characteristics of Muslims in obedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا, with this confinement, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The only saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah to judge between them is that they say, we hear and we obey. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. And such are the successful. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And he who obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah, they are, and be righteous, they are the ones who have success. It talks again about ta'ah and obedience in the following verses. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ. They swear by Allah, their strongest oath, that if you would order them to go forth, they would leave. Swear not. Verily Allah knows well. Swear not. Obedience is known. Verily Allah knows well what you do. Then, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, but if you turn away, He is only responsible for the duty placed on Him, and you for that placed on you. If you obey Him, you shall be on the right guidance. The Messenger's duty is only to convey in a clear way. Then the verse subject comes, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ, a promise. A promise from Allah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ, a promise that the void. If we look at the status of Muslims in that early faith of Islam and the status of Muslims now in the United States of America, we will find a lot of similarities. Muslims here are a mixture of natives and immigrants. And such was the early Muslim community in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. A mixture of natives and immigrants. They were a minority in the society. And we are a minority in the society in terms of numbers. Because الحق لا يقاس بالرجال وإنما يقاس الرجال بالحق. Now, we don't consider the truth according to the number of people who embrace it. We consider the number of people who embrace the truth as the people of truth, even if they are one, like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was only one man. One man, yet he was ummah, wahdah. As Ibrahim alayhi salam is described in the Quran al-Kareem, he was ummah, he was a whole community. And one Muslim can be the whole community. A small group of Muslims can be a whole community and play a role of a whole society and the whole people on any place on earth. Americans may outnumber us only if we are Americans. And if we pre-assume that we are Americans first and before everything. Yet, when we embrace Islam, even for our Native American brothers and sisters, when we embrace Islam, we decided that we are Muslims, then we are Americans. And in that context, we outnumber Americans. Americans are those who have the citizenship of the United States of America. But Muslims are those who have the Islamic identity of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, from China and Indonesia to the United States of America. Choose which identity you want. The American identity of the Muslim or the Muslim identity. You see the similarities between our case and the case of Muslims in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Yet, they had something. They had a clear vision of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the future, of the validity, of the authenticity, of the solution that Islam brought and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon them. This is why, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam turned to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he said to him in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, أَلَسْنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ? Aren't we on truth? أَلَيْسُ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is answering, yes, indeed. Aren't they on the path of misguidance? Yes, black and white. It's very clear. فَلِمَ نُعْطِي الدَّنِيَّةَ فِي دِينِنَا? Why should we concede? Why should we be humiliated? قَالَ أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ يُضَيِّعَنِي. I am the servant of Allah and He is not going to let me down. أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ يُضَيِّعَنِي. I am the servant of Allah and He is not going to let me down. You see this clear vision of the early Muslim community, of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when Muslims were sieged during the battle of Al-Khandaq and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is digging out with Muslims preparing for the trench around Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hammers with his axe and says, Allahu Akbar, futihat qusuru Faris. Allahu Akbar, the palaces of Persia are conquered. Allahu Akbar, huzimatir Rum. Allahu Akbar, the Byzantines are defeated. A man who is sieged yet has a clear vision of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised those of you who believed and did righteous good deeds
ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. To establish them on earth as he established authority for people before them. وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم. Number two. That was promise number one. To establish them on earth with authority. Number two. وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم. And he will give them stability in the establishment of their religion. وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا. Number three. And he will replace their state of fear by a state of security. Yet there is a condition. Understanding the Arabic structure of the verse would give you a clear understanding of the function of the sentence يعبدونني. It's a conditional sentence because الأحوال شروط in Arabic grammar. That is to say, all of these promises are on the condition of يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. They worship me and they do not worship anything else. They do not associate with me anything else. Yet no Muslim associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone. The verse addresses the early Muslim community. Yet it talks not about probably association of other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no Muslim associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any other god in terms of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih al-Imam al-Bukhari, مَا الشِّرْكَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ, in one variant of this hadith, مَا الشِّرْكَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنِ الدُّنْيَا أَن تَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. I do not fear that you associate other gods with Allah. I do not fear that you may fall into association, yet I fear that you fall into love for dunya, so that it perishes you as it perished people before you. And now Muslims in America have lost many things. And one of the major things that they lost is this clear vision that we as Muslims are people of truth, even if we are a minority in number. We have the solution to the world. And second, we lost our intellectual consciousness and our sense of civilization. And no ummah will be given triumph or victory without having a history. And if we rely on the American history is not going to give us anything. The American history is not going to give us any pride as Muslims. A history that is full of wrong, full of massacres, full of what can they offer over 400 years? Some modern technology? Now, this is the only thing they can be proud of, just being the most powerful nation on earth. What can a society offer if there are no morals? What can a society offer if the society cannot offer security and justice to everyone, democracy and the human rights, as they claim, not according to their definitions, but according to the definitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created man and defined his rights? It used to cost a bullet to cast a ballot in the 50s for many of our brothers and sisters. And now it will cost probably a sword to cast a word for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to do da'wah, go and do da'wah. Knock at the door of your neighbors. If you do it a few times, they will call police. Go and stand in the street. You have to have a permission where to stand. Go in your Islamic dress and see how much mockery and fun people make of you. Try to behave as a Muslim. It's exactly the same way Muslims lived in early years. And in order for us Muslims to go out, we need to relate ourselves to history, to the past, to regain what I may call the intellectual consciousness of the Muslim ummah of the past. That we go out proudly. We are Muslims and we have 14 centuries of history that is in no way can be challenged or defied by any nation or any other civilization. We should remember that at one time, the King of England was a prisoner in the tent of Salahuddin, rahimahullah ta'ala. We should remember that in history, the King of France, year 648, was a prisoner in the house of the Supreme Judge, Jamaluddin ibn Matruh, in Al-Mansura in Egypt. We should remember that the Emperor of China presented year 97 to Qutaybah ibn Muslim al-Bahili, the Muslim commander, the soil of China on a plate of gold. قَالَ لِيَبَرَّ أَمِيرُكُمْ بِقَسَمِهِ. Let your commander fulfill his oath, when that Muslim commander made an oath to tread on the Chinese soil. We should be proud of our history as Americans, as American Muslims, here, Muslim Americans in this country, and in that intellectual consciousness and sense of civilization, we can continue the path of our ancestors. It's very easy for us to continue, and very difficult to start and resume all over again. Without that past, Muslims here will be in no way connected. We are already disconnected by land. Let us not be disconnected by history and time. My dear brothers and sisters, Al-Quran al-Karim represents to us the solution, and the way of the ulama is the path. And if Muslims in America want to continue living, they should look upon the future that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and the promise is going to be fulfilled. If it happens at our hands, it will be a great honor for us. We're not doing Allah's service by supporting His deen. We're doing ourselves a great honor. Yet, if we turn away, Allah is going to bring other people to support the deen, and they will get the honor. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn away, He will replace you by other people, and they won't be like you. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the choice is yours. You want to support this religion? You want to get this honor? The way is open. If you don't want, turn away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill His promise, and Islam is going to spread in America. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.